Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today we're talking about my favorite subject, nutrition, spiritual nutrition. And we're going to be discussing this in our devotional today. And then we will do a little teaching about this. Listen now as we read the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. It starts off, it's saying, thinking burns calories. Thoughts require energy, both conscious and subconscious. They are living and active. Is it any wonder that ulcers, a disease, are most often created from mind stress rather than physical exertion? It would then be prudent and coherent to create a nutrition chart for the mind in order to maximize your potential in the physical. And considering the holistic nature of the scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, you should know this about physical nutrition, so you can relate the holistic to the mental nutrition. It is not just about food, but the sum total of all things that contribute to growth, repair, preservation of a healthy body. Let us therefore consider holistic nutrition for your mind. The Psalms and scriptures are equal to carbohydrates. Deuteronomy equals protein. Obeying the Torah, the first five books found in the scriptures, equals the spiritual blessings equals the good fat. Disobeying the Torah, the spiritual curses equals bad fat. The prophets equals fiber. The proverbs equals water. Prayer and meditation equals calories. Praying in the spirit produces phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Spiritual warfare equals renewing the mind and detoxification. Take a dominion, embracing your identity before Yahweh equals exercise. The good news equals rest. Revelation equals dreams and sleep. And history books, firm foundation, deep roots, and stability. Prepare your mind to hear. We will go beyond the standard comfort zones today. Having often discussed the reality of that life manifests within the thought world before it is expressed without the physical world. Let us move on to perfection, perfect thinking. This inevitable pearls allow us to further express the true roots of disease. Your physical health is directly related to your knowledge of the words of Yahweh, loved one. Listen closely and listen well, as your diagnosis could be supernaturally transformed today. If your body is the manifestation of the totality of your thoughts, then you can use the scriptures as your nutrition guide to renew your mind and therefore your body. You would do well to perform an analysis of your prominent mental status in order to determine the course of your physical state of your body. Then you can decide to choose life, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, instead of death. And this is where to go beyond the comfort zone. Your physical body is the outward expression of your thought life. Listen again and let the seed plant itself in good soil. Mark 4, verse 20. An unhealthy perspective of scripture, and therefore Yahweh himself, leads to unhealthy physical lives. Let's relate this to some common diagnosis and see what transpires. Physical to mental. High blood pressure equals disobedience, fear, unbelief. Obesity is discontent, gluttony. Diabetes, lack of self-control, self-discipline. Digestive problems, stress, confusion, anxiety. Arthritis, anger, rage, foul language. Use of steroids, insecurity, vanity, and pride. Cancer, breaking food laws, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Largesty, soft indifference, apathy, and rebellion. Lean and fit, application of biblical truth. The abundant life, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and obedience. And there are so many more, loved one. But this was intended to be the eye-opener, spiritual perception stimulus. What you allow to feed your mind can directly equate to what you share in the mirror. If sickness is what you see, then confess and begin the healing and wholeness process back to a fit life. A renewed mind and therefore renewed body awaits you. Yeshua answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Luke 5:31-32. This powerful reminder of the connection to the mind, to the body and the spirit. It's such a powerful connection. And we understand from the beginning of time with Adam and Eve, what happened when they dislocated themselves and they disobeyed our Creator's guidelines and instructions with all the beautiful fruit around them, with all the beautiful nutrition available to them, with the great tasting, great looking nutrition around them and available to them with everything they needed from everything. They still disobeyed. They still disobeyed. And the enemy did what he does, and he takes the mind and he makes spiritual warfare become a physical reality. And then people are dealing with things they should never even have considered. But because of the mind, that Satan taking over the mind, this is what happens. And spiritual warfare is real. And the result of that is the physical battles you're dealing with. It all begins up here in what we think and our thinking process. But it's very connected to the physical. And disease is very connected to the mental. And it all equals the spiritual. It says in Ephesians 6:12, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness, and against the world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." Do we get this and understand what we're dealing with? Now, I know there are many of you out there that are suffering from diseases, everything from physical ailments to mental disorders. And I am telling you what the word says about that. The word says the mind can create those things in a body. And if that is the case, if you change your thinking, which is called repentance, not only will your actions change, but your body can rejuvenate. You ever see a plant that's almost dead and you start giving it the nutrition it needs and put it in an environment it's supposed to be in? It comes alive again. Do we understand? We was nutritionally deprived, letting Satan control our minds for a long time. But when Yeshua comes in our life, that's the nutrition we need to become alive again. The problem is so many of you are deceived out there to think you're getting good nutrition, but you're still being fed by Satan and his ways, and his spiritual warfare is evident in your lives. As a result, there's no fruit. There's just worry and fear and disease. And everything's being manifested in darkness and darkness and more worse and worse. You're not moving closer from Yahweh. You're moving farther away from Yahweh. You're not seeking to do his will. You're living according to the will of the enemy as you follow the world and its ways, and you start to justify it through unsound doctrine. And these are the things that are happening out there today. But we must understand the spiritual warfare side of things. We must understand the mind and the thinking of things. And we must understand about trusting Yahweh through all these different times and not giving in to anything, worldly praxis, worldly things. It says in the scriptures, for Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to him." Now, this is easy to do when things are going good in our lives. But what happens when things aren't going good in our lives? What happens when we're experiencing some serious complications in our physical body or our bank account or our house or something else? Are we able to listen to this and not be anxious about anything and do it a prayer and be thankful for all things? That's the test. That's the test. It's not when you're on the peak of the mountain how things are going. It's when you're in the valleys how you're reacting. And the Proverbs 3:5 says to trust in Yahweh with all your heart, not leaning on your own understanding. He doesn't say do that sometimes. If more than ever when we're in that valley, we should be trusting and praying. But that seems like when we're doing it the least. But that's like what the enemy does. We can't even comprehend today how Adam and Eve could be in such a beautiful place and still disobey our Creator. Well, we today are in such a beautiful place, but we still doubt our Creator and we disobey Him. It says in Romans 5, verses 3 to 5, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh has been poured out in our hearts through the Radak HaKodesh, who has been given to us. Trusting Yahweh when it's hard, when it's difficult, will help you overcome these things. There are many of you out there today that are suffering physical ailments because of your lack of faith. And as you grow in faith, you will grow in peace. And as that peace takes over you, that shalom takes over you, your diseases will go away. The enemy will flee from you when you put your complete trust in Yahweh all the time. It says in the scriptures, do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. John 4, verse 7. There are many people out there today that are afraid, afraid of the times that are happening today. And I will submit to you, if you will learn how to trust in our Creator and follow through on that, your diseases can be healed. This is the spiritual nutrition that we are avoiding. It's no different than the physical nutrition today. People are filling their bodies with crap and they're getting sick. They're filling their bodies with things that are completely devoid of all nutrition and filled with chemicals and other toxins. And they're creating disease within their body from a physical standpoint. It's no different spiritually. People are filling their minds. They're being fed by spiritual crap. They're being fed by things that have no value, no nutrition in it. And spiritual, mental, and physical disease are a result of that. Suffering well is not suffering well when you're doing something that's causing a consequence. Suffering well is when you're suffering as a result of a consequence that you have no control over. But if you're creating your own consequence, you got to get out of that. And the way to get out of that is stop doing what's creating the problem. Change your thinking, change your mind, of a new mind, a new thinking, trusting in Him, speaking to Him, talking to Him, believing in Him. It says in Joshua 1 verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for Yahweh is with you wherever you go. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? We see the spiritual warfare that people don't believe that. We see what's happening out there and it's not taking place. I remind you today, no word from Yahweh will ever fail, Luke 1:37. And He says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. He will not leave us until He has done His job that He planned to do with us. He wants to bless us abundantly. He's able to do so. He's already given us everything we need in life. But we must trust in Him. It says in Deuteronomy 30, verses 3 and 4, and when you and your children return to Yahweh Elohim and obey Him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything He commanded us, then Yahweh will restore the fortunes you have and the compassion and gather you again for all the nations where He scattered you. Even if you have banished to the most distant land under the heavens, Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. And I say the same thing about our health. When you stop believing in Him and trusting Him, He will start restoring your health. He is a maker and He designed us to be a certain way. And He wants us not to follow the enemy. He wants us to trust in Him with all our heart. At all times, pour out your hearts to Him. He's our refuge, Psalm 62, verse 8. Stop wondering why you're in difficult situations and stop praising our Creator. He's going to get you out of them. He's going to get you out of them for that peace that He can give you amongst the storm. That's what we need to think of. We need to put our trust in Him. It says in Lamentations 3, 24 and 25, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. Yahweh is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And Job says in 13:15, though he slay me, yet I trust in him. Yes, I trust in him. That's what we need to think. That's what we need to be. And we need to understand that no matter what, no matter how bad it is in our life, things can be turned around, but it must start with our mind. It must start in our mind. Are you ready to change your mind today and start living according to Yahweh's words? Seek first the kingdom of his righteousness, and all things will be given to you. Let's go deeper into the spiritual warfare and the spiritual side of these different things and see the connection. There's a spiritual battle going on, and we're caught in the middle, as it says in Revelation 2:16. Many of us are aware of this. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We must have a knowledge of Yahweh. The scriptures say, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We must understand, know, and be ready for the devices of the enemy and what he tries to use and how he tries to destroy us. And as I look around, I see people every day hypnotized by the news. You need to shut your TV off and open up your Bibles. They're deceived and brainwashed by the news, and they're living according to the enemy's tactics. They're living, of course, against everything that's scriptural and good for us, for our spiritual nutrition and our physical nutrition. They're being deceived. How many people you know, they're overweight and they're smoking and they don't know why they're sick? Don't you think if they stop smoking and they're not overweight, they stop overeating, they start eating the right food, they'll get better from those sicknesses? Well, there are many other things causing sicknesses and disease in our lives that people are messing around with and people are dealing with and people are going to and relying with. They're not putting their faith in Yahweh. They're putting their faith in other things. Before they sit down to pray of what they should do in their situation, they're going to run to pharmakia and take drugs and medication. We need to fix this. We need to get this right. We need to trust Yahweh before we trust the news. Understand the attacks of the enemy coming spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, but it starts in the mind. You know, so he spiritually weakens us, trying to destroy our faith in Yahweh. And that's what he tries to do. That's what he tries to do. And then the connection between a disobedient mind, no faith in Yahweh, leads to the physical ailments of our body. But it starts in the mind. We must protect ourselves. And the way we do that is having the knowledge of Yahweh. The knowledge of Yahweh will keep us from the enemy's attacks. Satan attacks us physically by bringing disease and death into our bodies. Disease and death enter this world by Satan's ingestion through one man's sin, Romans 5:12. Disease and death will be banished forever from the new heavens, while Satan is bound forever and condemned to the abyss. Deuteronomy 27:28 graphically illustrate the contrast between obedience and disobedience to Yahweh's righteousness and sin, and every manner of disease listed in the consequences of disobedience is sin and disease. During each miracle of healing that Yeshua presented, he cast out demons. He changed the people's thinking. All diseases are from Satan. All of them are from our mind that's not trusting in Yahweh. Disease is found in the root of the original sin and every sin after that. That's the result. So many people out there are suffering from diseases today. Now, not every disease is a result. Not of our personal sin. You know, in John 9, the story of the man that was blind from birth. You know, Yeshua said neither of this is from this man. In a fallen and cursed world, Yeshua found a way to give that the works of Yahweh should be manifest. The healing of the man, the whole point of this story is about Yeshua healing, thus destroying the works of the devil. But we must discern. We must discern. Are we doing something in our lives that are creating the disease in our bodies? Is there something happening to us? It says in Isaiah 26:3, though will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Yahweh wants us to live in peace. Philippians 4 verse 7 says, "And a peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." Victory is this spiritual, and these spiritual battles bring Yahweh's peace and its reward. Yahweh guards our hearts and minds and let his peace settle in. Our struggle with Satan lies and ends where Yeshua's victorious victories in our lives begin. Do we understand the importance of trusting in our wonderful Creator? Trusting in our wonderful Creator. You see, that happens is the enemy wants us to be disappointed in the result we get. The enemy wants us to be discouraged. The enemy doesn't want us to trust in our Creator with all our heart, with all our mind. But it says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "Those who wait on Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and eagles. They shall not run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." 1 Peter 5, 6, and 8 says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty power of Yahweh. And at the right hand, he will lift, at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all of your worries and cares to Yahweh, for he cares about you." Stay alert and watch out for the enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour. But I love Psalms 119, verse 116 says, "Sustain me, my Elohim, according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me and I will be delivered. I will always regard your decrees." You understand the disappointment you show in your heart, in your mind, is just given into the devil. That's it. We must be confident in Yahweh at all times. Like Job said, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him." That's the heart we need. "Though he slay me, I will trust him." Psalms 34 says, "Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise Yahweh together and exalt his name. For I cried to him and he answered me and freed me from all my fears." How many of you today are ready to be freed from all your fears? Go to him and speak to him and tell him to renew your mind. That's what repentance is. Yes, we're going to have a renewed body. Yes, we're going to be new creatures. But it begins and ends with the mind, as the scriptures say, as a face reflects in water. The actions are reflected by the heart of man. We must change our mind. Repent, repent, repent. The scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. The world today has made repentance a curse word. They don't want to hear about that because they say we shouldn't judge. But the scriptures tell everyone we need to repent and trust in him at all times and pour out your hearts before him, that he's our refuge, that he's our refuge. If you have any disappointment in your lives when it comes to our Creator and the promise that he offers us and everything he gives us, it's time to reevaluate what you're doing. It's time to get a new nutritional program. It's time to fulfill your lives with different things. There should be no disappointment and no doubt. Somebody told me recently they used to be a very spiritual person, but some tragedies happened in their life, so it pushed them away. I was once preaching. I met a man that had been shot in the chest 7 times, and he says he hates God. I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I got shot in the chest 7 times. And here I am thinking, you survived. You lived. He's using you for greater good. Get out of this bar and drink in this beer and go out in the street and let people know how Yahweh saved you. And he's not just saving you here from those 7 bullets. He's saving you spiritually from the attacks of the enemy. Do not be weak like Adam and Eve were. Do not be deceived like Adam and Eve were. It says in Proverbs 69, "A man's heart plans his own course, but Yahweh determines his steps." We have to understand these things. What the enemy tries to do, Yahweh can turn around for good. Genesis 50, verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but Yahweh intended for it to accomplish what is now being done and saving many lives." Taking things that are bad and making them good is his business. And the scriptures say, "Those that call good evil and evil good, such tragedy awaits that person." And that's the world we live in today. But we have to have that heart with that joy. In Psalms 27, 1, it says, "Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" That's it. Lamentations 3:25 says, Yahweh is good on those who wait for him, the soul who seeks him. Are you seeking him? Are you seeking him? Habakkuk 2, verse 3 says, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. It seems slow. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Yes. No disappointments. Trusting in a wonderful creator at all times. Pouring out your heart before him. Casting out your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalms 55:22. Cast your burdens on him and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. We must seek his righteousness. We must do it. He says, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. How many of you want rest? Say it out right now, wherever you are. I want the rest that Yahweh can give. The rest that he will give. Psalms 94:19 says, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer the soul. Remember, Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and preparation, with thanksgiving, tell your request to Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh shall surpass all understanding. Will guard your hearts and the minds of Yeshua Messiah. Trust him, not conforming to the patterns of this world, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, the spiritual nutrition, the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve Yahweh's will. It's pleasing and really good. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you, Isaiah 26:3. We get this. We understand this. I'm very much into physical nutrition. I teach people it. I teach how to avoid diseases from a physical standpoint. Well, I'm telling you, even more powerful, even better is the spiritual side of things. And it must begin and end in the mind. We must persevere with joy. With joy, we must read our scriptures every day. We must understand the great peace that he gives you. He says, peace I leave you with. My peace I give you, not as the world gives you, I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. John 14:27. Don't worry about the things you need, eating, drinking, and wearing. I'll take care of those things. Yahweh will supply all our needs. Yahweh is able to bless us abundantly. This is the holy word of scripture. And I pray you get this and you rejoice in it. And you suffer well. You suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. It seems like so many things in our culture is fake. For many of us, the first question we ask when we see something, is that fake or real? Join us each weekend of the month of February as we focus on exchanging our fake beliefs for the real thing. We meet for worship Saturday evening at 6 p.m., Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Though I'm pressed on every side, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though the ways of God aren't mine, I still know I'm not forsaken.